Donald Trump thanks young GOP group for exposing Never-Trumper in Speaker's office, will not forget. By Wendell Hasebo on April 20, 2024. Former President Donald Trump expressed appreciation in a signed note to the Washington, D.C. Young Republicans, DCYR, for exposing a Never-Trumper in House Speaker Mike Johnson's RLA office who opposed the club's endorsement of Trump. Trump's note was in response to emails exclusively obtained by Breitbart News that outed Johnson's director of House Operations Hannah Frauer for expressing unfounded concerns about the club's endorsement of Trump. "Thank you for your great support," Trump wrote to the DCYR on an email obtained by Breitbart News. "Very much appreciated. Will not forget. We are very grateful for President Trump's backup and his kind words of support," the DCYR executive board told Breitbart News. "It is not easy to expose the D.C. swamp, but we will do it every time. We completely stand by our endorsement of President Trump and don't care how many Renos are upset by that. We look forward to continuing our great relationship with him and his administration when he returns to power after the 2024 election," they added. DCYR endorsed Trump for president in May 2023. During the middle of the GOP presidential primary season when establishment Washington, D.C., insiders still believed Governor Ron DeSantis, R, was a serious contender for the presidency. The group's endorsement came just months after America First members pulled off a coup d'etat against establishment leadership to reshape DCYR in the image of America First. It now conducts meetings to discuss conservative policies and raises awareness about the Biden administration's managed decline of the nation. Club meetings feature conservative lawmakers, such as Senator Roger Marshall, RKS, Representative Matt Gaetz, RFL, and Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA. DCYR's membership grew by 50% in the months after implementing these reforms. Vish Bura, a member of the DCYR and the executive secretary of the New York Young Republican Club, said the group's growth is due to Trump's America First agenda. "The DCYR is easily the fastest growing in both numbers and influence among the year clubs that have fully embraced and committed to President Trump's America First agenda," he told Breitbart News. "I expect them to be major players when President Trump inevitably returns to the White House in January 2025. Breitbart News Washington Bureau Chief Matt Boyle exposed Frauer's conniption on Thursday. Frauer is one of the most powerful staffers in Johnson's office and controls all matters relating to the Capitol grounds, access to the building, and more. The Speaker of the House has enormous control and power over the Capitol complex, and Frauer is his lead staffer on that front, and was hired into the position in November 2023, shortly after Johnson won the speakership. According to her LinkedIn page, she previously worked as a senior counsel on the House Committee on Administration, and before that, she worked in Johnson's personal office. She also previously served as a legal aide for Senator John Kennedy, RLA, and has a history of various Republican positions dating back a decade to when she interned for Senator Marco Rubio, RFL, in the first half of 2013 when Rubio was championing the Gang of Eight amnesty plan in the Senate. Rubio, after losing the 2016 GOP presidential primary to Trump, has since reformed on the issue of immigration and clearly learned what was wrong with that approach. But when Frauer interned for him from January 2013 to May 2013, it was when he was pushing that plan. What is revealed here for the first time is just how aggressively anti-Trump this very powerful Johnson aide truly is. Emails exclusively obtained by Breitbart News show that Frauer, whom Johnson hired into this top position just a few months after she sent these messages, melted down when the D.C. Young Republicans endorsed Trump for president in May 2023. Frauer, in response to the organization's endorsement announcement email, accused the group of violating its bylaws by endorsing Trump. She demanded her dues be refunded, and she threatened to quit the group. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former GOP war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.